producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is such a mistake. You guys hear I'm out of breath, right? It's kind of, you know, my breaths are really shallow. No, it's not congestive heart failure, thank God. No, it's not atrial fibrillation. No, I'm wearing some Spanx. And boy, was it a mistake. I kind of have some place to go right after the show today, and so I was like, hey, you know, I want to look good. I got to make my tummy look flatter. So I'm wearing my Spanx. Now I can't breathe. This is miserable. I don't understand. I had no idea who discovered Spanx. I looked it up. It was a woman. I know a lot of us women are like, some man had to figure this out because you can't, you know, put your phone in your bra when you're wearing Spanx. You can't, you know, you can't do a lot of womanly things in your Spanx. But it was a woman. Sarah Blakely, and I believe she's like a billionaire now. Yeah, Sarah Blakely. Hey, she's skinny. I know, skinny. All right, so good for her. I utilize Spanx. In fact, there's a lot of non-Spanx brands out there that get called Spanx because, you know, we don't know what the heck we're buying. We're just buying something to kind of suck it all in. But I got to tell you, if there is a developer out there or some sort of company that wants to make some practical Spanx, I would say please do. Like first and foremost, okay, I can't pee or poop while wearing them. I have to completely disrobe, and I know some of them have, like, the little snaps on the body. Have you guys seen some of these types of cover? I know I'm not, look, okay, the secret's out. I don't have to keep this quiet. The secret's out. I have to wear something to make me look skinnier than I am, okay? Secret's out. Ooh, what a shock. Dr. Dahlia has extra rolls. Yeah, I do, baby. I got a lot of rolls, okay? A lot of them. So, sorry. Anyway, I need Spanx. Okay, good. Can we move on? Good. And some of these, very interesting. You know how you used to change your baby and he wore a onesie and the snaps were down there in the groin area, so he would unsnap so they didn't have to get completely undressed. You could then change the diaper. You really had to take their legs out. A lot of you guys don't. You try to just kind of pull the diaper out of the opening and then put another diaper on. It doesn't work. And you got to take their feet out of the little onesie, and then they get mad because their legs are all cold, and then they cry, and you're like, shut up. Then you put the diaper on, and then you put their feet back in the onesies, and then you snap. Well, apparently a lot of these Spanx have that. For you guys that don't know, you know, you wonder why we women take so long in the bathroom, and you're like, no, the missus is trying to doll herself up for me. No, we're not dolling ourselves up for you. We're just trying to figure out how to pee or how to get the Spanx off before we pee on ourselves in the toilet. So anyway, there's some that have that snap, so I bought it once. I was like, okay, this is cool, because now I don't have to take off all my clothes when I'm just trying to go to the bathroom, and I have to go to the bathroom a lot these days. And it didn't work. Okay, it was like a onesie, and so you unsnap it, but I wear 2-3 Spanx at a time. So I have a whole nother layer that I have to get off. I think that only works if you're completely naked in your Spanx, and I don't do that. Do you guys do that? Are you supposed to do that? Yeah, I'm really big on underwear. I don't think I've ever done the commando thing. And I know that's something you don't want to hear, but it's relevant. Why? I don't know. There was some relevancy to it. I completely forgot, but it's relevant. So I'm a big underwear person. In fact, I almost got kicked out of my ballet class. I was only 7 years old, and we were told no panties. We were supposed to wear our leotard and our tights, but they didn't want the underwear showing through under the tutu. And my mom was like, oh, no way. Oh, no, you're wearing underwear. Because it was like 1979 or something, 1978. Well, how old was I? If I was seven, 1978. So it was 1978. So there must have been some, I don't know, scandal at the time where my mom was like, oh, hell no, you're wearing underwear. So I had to wear underwear under my leotards and my tights under my tutu. Nobody could see. It was one of those strawberry shortcake type things. So nobody could really see. But the other girls tattled on me. And the teacher was like, you're not supposed to wear underwear. And I was like, what? So, anyway. Okay. Yeah. Can we move on? Yeah. So Spanx have a tough time making you breathe. So this is what I suggest. Okay. If any of you are starting up a company and you want to make women's underwear practical, all right, do a few things. Okay. One, make sure, all right, we're able to go to the bathroom. Two, do something about our butt and like a lifting type of thing. Okay? It's one thing to make your butt smaller, but I notice some of these underwears, when they make the butt smaller, your butt starts to sag lower. So we need butt lifters, okay? It should be easy to do. Just put that, I don't know, wire mesh fishing line, whatever the hell you guys use, put it under there, do that. Next, make sure you have something for the tire. What are the tire handle, the spare tire or the love handles? Okay? And I would suggest something that maybe just lipos the hell out of it, okay? Because I'm just sick and tired of moving it and shifting it towards the front of my stomach. I just do something with the love handles. Next, with the boobs. Gotta uplift them, but not only uplift them, do something so they don't fall under your arms. The big problem I have when I wear any of the Spanx is my arms now are always out 45 degrees because the boobs just got pushed laterally. We need that. Yeah, you're doing the underwear all wrong. You know, maybe I can make $1 billion coming up with some real good underwear. I really need to, because this, you know, skinny lady Sarah, I mean, she's a size 2? Please, let's get somebody like me who's a size 5. 5 times that? To do this right. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to ask some of you out there that quit smoking, what was the quickest and most effective way to do it? Because I am getting emails and calls from people who don't know how to quit smoking in time to prevent their insurance rates from skyrocketing. January 1st is going to be very, very expensive for many of you out there. And it looks like some of us need to get our poop together, especially quitting smoking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. I know! Kyle's back in! Hi, Kyle! He is so in the doghouse for having to work my show today. So, you know, he's not as happy as I am about it, but I miss him. I miss him so much. So, you got Kyle working the dials. He's so cute! And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have a lot of other things you could do. And the fact that you listen to my show, I'm very, very honored. There's a Catherine that listens to my show. She says, Doctor, I was listening to you this week. See, she listens to my week show. What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm on like 6 days a week. Doctor, I was listening to you about the patients whose smoking status is going to make insurance rates go up $75 a month. I will be paying 3 times that as of January 1. I need to quit smoking fast. Please help. You know what I find very interesting is many of my patients have promised me that they're going to quit smoking. These are my personal patients now, have promised me that they're going to quit smoking January 1. Oh, it's going to be my New Year's resolution, Dr. Dolly. I'm like, what? It's been your New Year's resolution since 2005. No, I'm really going to do it this year. Well, many of you are finding you cannot wait till January 1 and make a New Year's resolution because your insurance is changing. So much for, you know, keeping your doctor, you know, with the whole new Affordable Health Care Act. Insurances are leaving the Affordable Health Care Act. You guys heard about United pulling out of some of the exchanges. And then you have, in my neck of the woods, we have a Nevada Health Co-op that is going to be, unfortunately, no more as of December 31st, which is kind of posing a local problem that I wish we didn't have. We didn't have this local issue, but just really quickly, we're having some patients being told that they can't get in to see their Nevada Health Co-op doctors because rumors have been circulating that the doctors may not get paid after a certain date because the company is now, I guess, in receivership. So we have doctors that don't want to be, you know, stood up and working for free, especially since they're already financially strapped. And we have patients that they paid their dues, they paid the premiums, and they have an insurance, and they want to still be seen. And it's could pose a problem. I mean, they're telling the doctors, from what I understand, the receivership, that there is money to pay the doctors, and they are going to do every best effort to pay the claims out of the assets they have. But a lot of medical providers are a little wary. So some of you that live in your certain cities or states where an insurance company is closing down permanently, you guys could be in a real bind during flu season. So hopefully you have a regular doctor, and that regular doctor promises to still see you and, you know, make sure they could still provide you care. But it could be a scary time for some. And I just hope in our neck of the woods they get it worked out. Okay. Many of you, your insurance rates are going up, and you have to get off smoking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really urge you guys to go to this Reader's Digest site that talks about the 23 best ways to quit smoking, because they kind of enumerate a lot of the things that I have told my patients to do and I have told you to do. I don't know if you'll be able to get off smoking for good this quickly. I mean, you need to quit. And you need to do a hard quit, I think, to be the most successful. But, you know, some of you want to wean off, okay? You want to just kind of do little baby steps. Mind you, if you, let's say, have a quit date of January 1st, and you're like, you know what, Dolly, I'm going to quit January 1st, but what should I do in the next 6 weeks? Okay, start cutting back. It's a hell of a lot easier quitting a half a pack a day habit than a two pack a day habit. So if you're going to cut back, do what you can. And mind you, smoking has dropped considerably. I think we are at the lowest level of smokers since the, was it the 1960s? I think our number, we just continue to improve. I get some credit for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So you guys are doing a damn good job. It's just we need to do a better job, because still, lung cancer is still the leading cause of death. So cancer death, the number one type of cancer death. So we still need to do a much better job. But now a lot of you guys are feeling it in your pocket. You're feeling that, oh, man, my rates are going up, my insurance rates, or I may not be able to be insured. That's some tough stuff. So we have to get you off smoking. So one thing they suggest is, all right, you know, before we even get to the quit date part, there's a lot of other ideas. They go, make a list about all the things you like about smoking. Just draw, you know, what are your likes and dislikes? All right. Why do you like to smoke? Okay. And I'm sure one of you has on there, it helps you keep your weight down. Now, I mean, the reason why you're making this list of all the things you like about smoking, you know, well, you know, it gets me out of work. You know, I get to take off and I don't have to, listen to the boss. I could sneak out and then I can, smoke for about 5-10 minutes. Okay. Then put that down. You get extra breaks at work. All right, and put down the things that you like, because then you're going to have to quit smoking. We all are. Cigarettes are going to be too expensive. You're going to be taxed up the yin-yang. I understand some of you guys are on the line. Kyle's getting to you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, do we have you on the line now? Hi, Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Bill.
Oh, hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, not much. Just wanted to weigh in on your smoking thing.
Yeah, please.
What worked for my... Yeah, my father, he was a real smoker back in the day. He was about 2 to 3 packs a day for 30-plus years. And when he got to the point where his doctor told him, you got two choices, quit smoking or die, he went and he got acupuncture one time and it stuck. He never went back to smoking again, but he wanted to quit.
Awesome. Yeah, so I mean, he quit cold turkey, or did the acupuncture did he have to do multiple sessions?
Nope, one time. Acupuncture worked one time and he never touched a cigarette again.
Oh, wow. All right. Man, thanks for sharing. I'm a fan of acupuncture. I really am, because some of my patients swear by it. They swear by it for weight loss. They swear by it for migraines. They do. But then I've had other people that have done some of the acupressure or some acupuncture treatments and said it didn't work. Like what Mike said, you have to really want it. Okay, and you got to be honest about yourself. Why are you smoking? All right, and then make a list why quitting smoking is going to stink. Okay, why are you regretting? What's going to happen? Are you going to have the shakes? Are you going to not be able to sleep? Are you going to be grumpy? Do you think you're going to get divorced? You know, those types of things. And again, you need to, if you think your wife's going to divorce you because you're going to quit smoking and you're going to be mean, you need to sit down with your wife and go, look, okay, you know, do you want me dead? You know, or do you want me smoking and nice? And, you know, she may be like, you know, can I get back to you on that answer? No. You know, but you know, say, look, I'm afraid that you're not going to be able to live with me for 4 weeks. Okay, so get that set aside. You know, I've already had that talk with my husband with menopause. I told him when I go through menopause, I am going to be mean. I am going to be driving you crazy. He's like, what? You're doing that now. You mean more? So have that conversation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Get that quit date. You gotta get that quit date. Don't be messing around. But when you quit, I want those reasons for quitting and all those, good points. You know, well, you know, I want to live to see my granddaughter, or, you know, I want to look sexy. Have those on index cards. And then go through those index cards, and every time you get a craving, you take a peek at that index card. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Who do we got here?
Hi, this is Dave G. from Golden Valley, Arizona.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Oh, well, listen, I was interested in your quitting smoking program today, and I'll tell you how I really slowed down and eventually quit, if you're interested.
Please.
Okay, well, mainly don't keep those cigarettes within arm's reach. Put them somewhere way out of the way where if you really have to have one, you have to make an effort to go get it. In my case, I used to work in a factory, and I didn't keep them in my pocket. I would keep them way in the other end of my shop, my toolbox, and when I slowed down from there, I put them out in my locker room, which is farther yet. So if you had to have one, you went and got it, but it slows you way down for starters.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It can't be, you know, we're doing that with the sweets. The Halloween candy is locked up in 7 different layers of locks in my house, and it's almost impossible to break the lock, and that's what we did to keep the candy out. Oh, great. No, great idea. That was another thing we were going to say on this next list was get those cigarettes out, anything that reminds you of smoking. So great point for bringing up. Thank you. Matches. Let's say there's a song that, you know, you like to listen to. Let's say you listen to your playlist when you smoke. Okay? Get rid of that playlist. Anything that you do. Another thing that really helps is get that money in the jar. I know you've heard of this before. Have the money in the jar. Anytime you were going to spend money on a carton of cigarettes, put that money in the jar, and you have that money like in a place where you all could see, but not your neighbors, because somebody may break in and grab it. By the way, switch to decaf. They say stay on decaf coffee for the first couple months so you don't go back and smoke. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I know many of you guys want me to deal with the pressing matter at hand, and I'm back with that. I understand I was going to help you guys through this. All right, so Hanukkah is coming up this weekend. Many of us had absolutely no idea. All right, everybody is now scrambling around, ready to head to Walmart or Target, and they don't know what they're supposed to do. All right, because they got some Jewish friends, and they thought Christmas shopping, they still had another few weeks, and then they could buy their Jewish friends' presents at the same time, and they're afraid that we're going to be upset that you missed Hanukkah and you give us your present on December 24th. Trust me, Fine. I can't speak for all Jews, but if it were me, I'll take a present February 18th. Okay, you got a present for me. I will take the present any time. Okay? But in the future, what I would do is Google. That's what we do when we try to figure out what our holidays are. We Google. Right? So as you start to go holiday shopping, like, you know, when Thanksgiving is coming around, maybe just to be on the safe side, Google Halloween time. Okay, just to find out what Hanukkah is, because, boy, did Hanukkah come early. Next year, it's going to be Christmas Eve. So there's not going to be as much of, you know, a panic and chaos as there is this weekend. Okay? Now, BrooklynAbout.com has a very interesting site here. 8 Hanukkah do's and don'ts for non-Jews. What to give Jewish friends for Hanukkah. Because my guess is if you guys live in Brooklyn, you got a lot of Jews, you know, running around that you want to give presents to, okay? I don't know why everybody says Jews run around. We really don't run. I mean, you know, thank God we don't have to run anymore, but, you know, yeah, all right? So we walking around, okay? Because right, in New York, you don't really run a lot. You walk. Good, okay. But, yeah, you know, in our neck of the woods, we, you know, we take the same transportation systems, and you know, we also drive cars, too, a lot of us, okay? Maybe not the ultra religious on the Sabbath, but, you know, we do what you guys do, okay? And we do like presents. So if you want to give us something, give us presents, okay? They say do not give ham for Hanukkah, okay? Even if we're not kosher. We really don't want you to give us food. A lot of people think Jews love to eat. Well, they do, but we want a real present, okay? So don't be trying to give us food and think that that's going to be good. I mean, if you're bringing all your friends a bottle of wine and then you, you know, bring me, unless, of course, it's a steak. That I'll eat. I'll eat a steak. But don't be bringing me ham or anything like that. They say on this BrooklynAbout.com, avoid Canadian bacon, any fancy dried shrimp, because those aren't kosher, Italian blood sausage, that kind of stuff, okay? Because, we're going to have to throw it out. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, you know what we could do is, you know, we get this stuff all the time, and the gifts that we don't want, we could, no. Okay, it's got to look fresh, just like you give anybody else. Okay, because we can figure that stuff out. Okay, they say, all right, you could, you know, give the same type of gift that you give, you know, Christmas. Books. You could still do that. You could still do clothes. You could still do toys. You could still do electronics, equipment, wine, things like that. Okay? Gift cards. We're pretty easy. Okay? Many times, though, you guys will wrap it up in Christmas paper. I don't mind. I love Christmas and Santa Claus and all that other stuff. But if you really, really, really want to get some brownie points, get some blue or silver paper. Okay? I usually have silver paper because then I can wrap it up for anybody. I love silver and tinsel. My house is full of tinsel right now, and the cat eats it, and then he poops it out. He poops out the tinsel, which is really dangerous because I can't stand him having something like that in his intestine. But every now and then, I see a puddle of poop with some tinsel in it, so I know what happened. I just love tinsel and foil and all that. So you can't go wrong. Not Reynolds wrap foil, none of that stuff. We're talking about, you know, that, you know, the silvery type of wrapping paper. You can't go wrong with that. It's pretty, pretty cool. Okay? Don't try to say Hanukkah, Hanukkah. All right? You non-Jews really mess that up. And you spit on us when you do. Okay, you know, we a lot of people think when we Jews talk, we spit. Okay, everybody spits when they talk. Okay, if you do any sort of electron microscopy or if you video and look under real specialized slow-mo, everybody does, okay? Just Israelis, you know, my father was Israeli. When he would speak, he was a very dry speaker. You never got wet. My mom, who's American, she's the one that would, you know, completely flood you. I would have to wear, you know, one of those umbrella hats when she would yell at me. But my father, no. All right? Why? Because of the chet. Okay, there's a chet. It's a letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Okay, and it's a part of Hanukkah. You see, dry. Okay, everything goes inner, convex or concave. Okay, it concaved in. Okay, so you don't have the hakalugi when you speak. And if you and you think you're trying to like help us, you know, a lot of Latinos, they can't stand it. And I do this all the time, and I really need to stop doing it because, you know, I think I'm fluent, but I'm not. You know, like you know, Taco Bell. Say Taco Bell. Don't go Taco Bell. You know, or try to put an accent on, yeah, let's go to lunch at Chipotle Grill. You see what I mean? Just say it all in the same accent. Same thing with us. Don't try to overdo. So just call it Hanukkah. We're good. And don't call it Chanukkah. Okay? That's a big no-no. Because we're like, really? You're 35 years old. You're calling it Chanukkah? Are you kidding me? Okay, you could Google it. A lot of times the Google Dictionary, it tells you how to pronounce things. I need to do that more when I'm discussing world affairs on the radio and I mispronounce a prime minister's name. Okay, that's not good. So I need to do that. We have the enunciation of it. Okay, the pronunciation. Okay, good. Now, when in doubt, there's always some Hanukkah section somewhere. Okay, but here's the problem. Many of you guys are so confused. And you're so panicky that you're like, you know what? I'm going to buy this Jewish family their menorah. Okay, don't be doing that. Don't be buying us our very super religious stuff. It's like someone buying me underwear for my honeymoon. No, you don't need to go there. Okay? Don't need to go there. Just give a gift certificate. Okay? Like you would do anybody else. Okay? Now let me see. Do I have everything else here? Let me see. All right. I think that's about it. Oh, yeah. They say you're number 8. Do not enroll your friend on J-Date for Hanukkah. If your Jewish friend is single, don't enroll him or her on J-Date. Because, oh, they go, why? Because that's a Jewish mother sort of thing. Okay, let's get practical. You really want to know what people need? They need a spray that keeps the family away. I mean, the one thing that just makes Hanukkah a complete mess is all the family coming over and all the guilt trips and all the fights and everything that ensues. So if you guys develop something, even an excuse, I think one of the biggest presents is, look, I got this for you, okay? I wrote this on a piece of paper. This is your excuse to get out of the holidays, right, with your family. And that piece of paper, it's priceless. It's better than a gold watch. It's better than diamond earrings, that kind of stuff. All right? And we're going to talk about later this month some inexpensive ways to do Christmas gifts because it's overwhelming. You know, I thought I got all my Christmas shopping done, and I do stocking stuffers for my kids. We have these blue stockings. It's not a real traditional way to celebrate Hanukkah, but I love stockings. You Christians really know how to do it. I love the way you celebrate. And so, you know, we have stockings, and I was, you know, at Walmart throwing, you know, as much stuff into my cart that could, stuff the stockings, and, you know, because my kids don't want socks and underwear. Yeah, I told you what they wanted, and they're not getting them. But, you know, so I got some toys and some candy, and the stocking stuffers are awesome, and I love that. You know, there's easy ways to do things without spending a fortune. So here I am. I leave Walmart. I think I'm done. And then I realize I only did shopping for maybe one-fifth of the people I need to shop for. And I'm like, no. And so, we really need to have a strategy here. All right, don't go away. We'll get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Find out. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I just always think that's funny, you know? Like, Hi, all right, everybody ready? Are they all suited up? We got another segment of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lord have mercy, you better hold on tight. It's been a crazy week, guys. A lot of you guys had this norovirus, I think it was, or some sort of stomach bug where you had diarrhea and vomiting and fever and aches, and you thought it might have been the flu, and you were upset that the flu shot didn't help you, and it was a bad bug. And I hope many of you guys don't get it. I know we're kind of keeping our eye out on the various E. coli outbreaks that have been happening, you know, from Chipotle or the celery onion mix that occurred in a Costco brand chicken salad, as well as I think a Starbucks Christmas panini had to be recalled. Their ingredients changed because of a celery onion mix that had the E. coli. So if any of you guys are fighting an intestinal bug, I do urge you to get a hold of your medical provider. We may want to do, or they may want to do, some stool cultures and find out exactly what it is, because I'm concerned that the outbreaks are still going on, and not even just from those places. There could be many more affected by this onion celery blend that is being discussed now by the CDC. But also, this is the time of year where we have norovirus, where it's this virus that causes, it usually lasts a couple days. You kind of get fever, you get body aches, nausea, and diarrhea, even explosive diarrhea. I kind of described to you what explosive diarrhea is. It's not loud like you would think, but it comes out pretty quickly, and it's not very fun, and it leaves a mess sometimes. Many of you guys have been complaining that you have been, the term is called sharting, and I'm sure many of you guys know what that is. I really can't divide up the term because I don't think it's appropriate to say on air, but it's where you try to pass gas and unfortunately you soil yourself. So it has to do with soiling. And be prepared, okay, because many of you guys are going to be trying to get the air out, and there may be, unfortunately, a surprise with it, and then you have to leave work. So, although I really don't want you going to work if you're that sick. So, but there is something going around, and it could be serious because it could cause dehydration. So once we kind of find out a little bit more about what's going on, we'll keep you guys posted. Another thing that's happening is they're saying there's something called the Phantom Menace. Okay, this is interesting, and it's not so interesting because my stupid computer is frozen. Are you kidding me? Come on. What's going on here? I have a Google MacBook Pro, and I'm right now getting the pinwheel thingy. Okay, come on, man. I'm trying to... Okay, it's called the Phantom Menace Superbug. It's this strain of carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter. And this bacteria it's pretty nasty. And I apologize because I'm having major... Are you kidding me? Come on. Oh, this thing's... I was doing such a smooth, rockin' show today. I was going... Yeah, I blame the computer for any problems with my show. Please. Phantom Menace came from the Star Wars. Okay, and they're trying to do that because they want everybody thinking this, but, you know, they want everybody reading the article. Phantom Menace was, I don't know, I think one of the first Star Wars that came out in the second set. But this super bug is being dubbed that according to the CBC, and it's part of the CRE, the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, and these are deadly. They kill up to 50% of patients who become infected, according to the CDC. And they think the CRE is among the country's most urgent public threats. All right. Thursday, a report was revealed this week, and they discuss how this superbug carries a plasmid, which is kind of this mobile piece of DNA, and it has an enzyme that breaks down antibiotics. So these bacteria can break down the antibiotic like it's nothing. You know how, you know, in these movies, some of these bad guys can take your gun and then, you know, dismember the gun so that it doesn't work anymore, and then you're like sitting there, you know, then the good guy's sitting there without a gun going, oh no, what do I do? That kind of thing. Okay? And if it knows how to break down the antibiotics, how are we supposed to kill it? The bacteria also can transfer that plasmid, which has antibiotic resistance, to normal bacteria that are present in the bodies and recruit them, like ISIS, to then be bad guys. So this type of CRE is a very concerning one. And they say it usually gets, you know, everybody's been so busy watching MRSA that this has been slipping under the radar until recently. And they haven't been getting the focus like they need to by health officials. According to the CDC, they say this is a tricky drug-resistant bacteria and it isn't easily found. What we're seeing is an assault by the microbes on the latest bastion of antibiotics. Ooh, that's a very, very interesting statement. I hope I pronounced all that right. The country saw 43 cases of this from June 2010 to August 2015. They transferred their antibiotic invulnerability to other types of bacteria. So now you have bacteria whose babies and progeny have the same plasmid, same genome, same DNA that could deactivate the antibiotics. Now they're sharing these other transferring it to their buddies. And so what do? Well, it sounds like people are working on it. Okay. Danish researchers announced Thursday. So we got, you know, the Danish involved. And I guess China's working on it too. And they say there was this new superbug gene that was discovered in China 2 weeks ago, and it was found in bacteria infecting one person in Denmark. And this gene makes a bacteria resistant to colistin, and colistin is the antibiotic of last resort. So I say we need to find non-antibiotic ways to kill bacteria. Either light therapy, some of these kamikaze missions that you could inject like a virus into the body. It goes and finds the bad bacteria that's giving off antigens and nuke it, something like that. But it would be very, very interesting to see what the bioengineers are coming up with. And I suggest if you guys have any ideas, please jump on board, patent something. Because I don't think antibiotics are going to be the way to go to kill these superbugs. We're going to have to come up with something else. I mean, look at what we did with alcohol. All right, so we had these antimicrobial wipes and these antimicrobial hand gels. Okay, pretty exciting. All right, that's nice. Yay, we have them. And we use them, and we use them in hospitals, and we clean our hands with them, and I think it helped a lot. But what ended up happening with these bacteria? They became superbugs. Those that weren't killed by the antimicrobial wipe or the alcohol wipe ended up making progeny that is resistant to it. So we are going to start losing cleansing mechanisms. The more we think we're doing, the stronger we're making them. And I don't want to, you know, cause all this panic, but I would really like us to be spending a lot more time and a lot more money researching this, because I think this is some pretty scary stuff. It blows my mind when I see people with these super bugs in their urine. Healthy people giving me a urine sample and the antibiotics not working. Culture comes back 3 days later and it's a super bug. And I'm like, how the hell did you get this? Like, I don't know. What do we do? I don't know. Well, you're the doctor. Well, yeah, but I'm only human. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Maybe you need to go to somebody that really knows what they're doing. No, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do. There's only so many antibiotics that can deal with super bugs. Okay. I'm not Superman. Might consider myself to be like, you know, or Supergirl maybe. Superwoman. Well, that's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. Speaking of Wonder Woman, this is Wonder Santa. I like this guy. You know, you heard about the Santa Claus in Charlotte, North Carolina? There was an autistic boy that visited him. And the Santa, in order to make the boy feel comfortable, got down on the ground to hang out with the boy and look aggressive looking, and Santa, who isn't, but you know, could scare an autistic child, made this gesture. The boy loved him, and the boy got to spend some time with Santa. It was way cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Allie.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.